Talking volleyball here on a busy Tuesday afternoon. The head volleyball coach for Indiana University is my great friend Steve Aird. And coach, good afternoon. How are you? Sunshine. We have 81 day, 35 the next night. Well, Indiana, it must be volleyball season.
I like it. Good to talk with you, Glass. Hope you're well.
Thanks for making time for us today before a very busy Wednesday. Another home game, another sellout. Well, congratulations. That's two in a row. And, well, for the first time in, let's see here, tomorrow and then the following Wednesday, back-to-back Purdue, the schedule maker's got a sick sense of humor, doesn't he?
Yeah, like I said, they're good. We're excited to host them. It'll be on national television tomorrow, 6 o'clock, Big Ten Network. And, another sellout. So we're really, really proud of what's being built here and very excited to play the match.
Last time I spoke to you, you had a busy home weekend. It was the end of September with Iowa and Nebraska in town. Boy, that feels like 100 years ago, but knocked out the Hawkeyes in straight sets and had a really good battle with the number two team in the country. You got to go backwards sometimes to get forwards. You thought that Nebraska was going to pose some very interesting challenges, as they would to anybody. What was your takeaway from that match after I thought your kids left all their guts all over the floor with a big sellout crowd to get things started?
Yeah, we were obviously proud of the effort. I think, you know, we win game one 25-23. We lose game two 25-23. We went toe-to-toe with what could be the best team in the country, and that was another national TV match. A lot of people, I think, getting an idea of how far the program's come, and very incredibly proud of the kids. I mean, I think it's really hard to win to begin in this conference. It's incredibly hard to beat a top five team at any point, home or away, and the environment was amazing. The student section was great. The town showed up. And we've played matches against top five teams here during my tenure and had a lot of visiting team fans. It was 95% us, and it was rocking and fun, and we were proud.
I still can't get over the fact I'm watching it with my daughter in our kitchen, and she's standing on the counter, and I'm banging on the table. Was it three straight reversals in a row? Is that what happened in set two? I still can't believe it.
It was, and it's one of those things where we don't spend a lot of time thinking about it other than we just got to play the next game and keep getting better. So, you know, if you're a fan, I think it was there was some stuff that was unique for sure. But when you're in it, I mean, it's sport, man. It'll go for you sometimes, goes against you sometimes, and the only thing that matters is the next point.
Did you feel the momentum slide at that changing point with those three calls back-to-back? Because all the effort into those points were fantastic.
I think if you're up two games to none at home and rolling
totally.
With the crowd the way it was, I think it is different. But at the same time, you know, you've got to be better than the circumstances. And we haven't played, we haven't been good enough to be in those heavyweight bouts back and forth for 2 hours, 2.5 hours. We're getting closer. I think we're getting better. I think our kids are getting more used to playing at the highest level longer. And, you know, it'll come. It'll come. I just think we got to keep chopping wood.
Steve Aird, head coach, Indiana Volleyball, joining us here on a Tuesday before the sellout. Boilermakers, Hoosiers, national TV, tomorrow night, 6 p.m., Wilkinson Hall right here in Bloomington. Get on that black market, kids. You'll find somebody who's got an extra ticket willing to get you in the door. Well, you take the show on the road last weekend on Friday for another top 15 opponent, your alma mater, the Penn State Nittany Lions. And you were in the ring for 15 rounds against the Lions. In their place, Indiana's only beaten them once in history, and you gave another again. I know there are no moral victories, but watching that fifth set, edge of your seat stuff, just to be in there and giving Penn State the business, you didn't even have a full roster for it.
Yeah, we played really well. We were tough. I think that's a place that not many people win and haven't for decades. So just to be in the conversation, to be able to steal one is good. I think it was 10-all in the fifth game, and we had a window. And that's really all you can ask for. And we're fortunate enough the next night to go to Maryland and get a sweep and get back home and start to plan for the Purdue match. So, listen, I'm incredibly proud of these kids. They've worked so hard over the last few years to keep getting better. We've got some really good players. They're playing well and representing the school the right way.
What's going to be that tipping point to get you over the hurdle against a Nebraska or a Penn State? You can't deviate the plan game to game. It just has to be in the gym every day of the week, right?
I think so, and I think every coach will tell you it's just about keep doing what you're doing and keep chopping wood and trying to just develop and get 1% better and do all the coach speak things that you're supposed to say. And then some of it is luck, you know, in any sport, whether it's recruiting and having a kid turn into an unbelievable player or getting a lucky call go your way or a bounce. It's once the dam breaks, it seems to go, and belief is contagious, and we're getting really close to the kids knowing that we're real and relevant. And I think the locker room is ready to pull off an upset somewhere down the road.
The Boilermakers come in ranked 15th. Indiana University Wednesday night, Wilkinson Hall. The rivalry always has juice, so you don't have to worry about the kids getting up. What do you have to worry about tomorrow night?
Well, I think, and this might not be a popular topic, it's the rivalries are rivalries when both teams are really good. And Purdue's been good for 20-plus years. They've been in the tournament 20-plus years. They've had All-Americans. They've made runs to Sweet 16s and Elite. They're a really good program. We have a ton of respect for them. We're in the beginning of what we think is a really good book. I think we're vastly improved. Recruiting has gone very, very well. I think the program's going to be in really good shape for the next many years. And, yeah, for us, it's business. I mean, I think the kids understand it's a big deal to a lot of people, but for us, it's the next game on the schedule. And we're going to treat it that way. And if we win, then great. And if we lose, then we've got Michigan on Saturday. So you don't have a lot of time to think, lick your wounds. You just got to keep getting better. And that's really what we talk about is this has been business as usual this week. I think they'll play really well tomorrow night. And if we're good enough to win, we will. And if not, we're back to work right after.
How is the health of your ball club going into tomorrow night's matchup against this big rival?
We're healthy. We're good. We didn't have Morgan Geddes on the road trip to Penn State, and that was a tough one. She was under the weather and wasn't able to travel, and she's an incredibly talented kid and obviously a starter. So we missed her on Friday and Saturday, but she feels good. I think she's ready to go, and everyone else is just excited to play. And the more we sell out, the more energy in the building, the more the town gets behind the team, the more they feed off it. So we're incredibly grateful. We're appreciative. I think it's wonderful what's happening, and we obviously are building off of it and continuing to play pretty hard.
Folks, there are tickets remaining. At least I haven't seen the sellout yet. Don't dally. Michigan, Saturday night, 7 o'clock. And then the following Saturday, Ohio State is in town at 8 o'clock. That's homecoming as well. So, again, last two home matches have been sold out. I can connect the dots. I wouldn't wait around to do that. So if Indiana volleyball is in your future, guarantee your seat now. 866-IU-SPORTS, IUHoosiers.com. With three of your next four here at home, how important is it to lay that marker down and get this team believing that beating ranked teams is just going to be the norm moving forward?
Well, I mean, it's the goal, and I think the goal only happens if we keep doing what we're doing. I think if you get too high or too emotional or too fired up, it's a hot air balloon, and what you want to do is just play well. If we play well and we're consistent and the kids are mature, we'll have a shot to win all of those matches and be in the conversation with any team in the country. And it's really the same in every sport. If you've got great players, you're a good coach. I'm really fortunate these kids have worked as hard as they've worked, and they've done a great job, and they're confident, and they're flying around and having a ton of fun. And I think that's another really important part of what we do.
Yeah, everybody comes to work with a smile on their face, gets the work done, and then next thing we need, just those final results. But we hope to see them starting tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Those who make boilers are in town. Those of you who are not fortunate enough to have tickets, thankfully, we can watch along on the Big Ten Network. I'll get caught up with you next week, buddy. I hope we're talking about some big-time breakthroughs.
Same here, Glass. I appreciate your time.
Steve Aird, head coach of Indiana volleyball, Hoosiers, Boilermakers, this Wednesday at home, next Wednesday at West Lafayette, Michigan, in the middle of the sandwich. We thank Coach for his time, and we'll be following their progress all season long here at WGCL.